Bruce Adolph at the piano with another piano puzzler for us. And Bruce, that was different than I've ever heard that. Normally when you play your Streets of Laredo, it's in the style of Bach. This one with a very jazzy touch to it.
Well, it was a long train ride, Fred, and people...
to get here to our studio in Washington, yes. D.C. from your home in New York.
Yeah, and it seemed like we had some conversation about jazz today, so why not?
Well, and also in honor of our special contestant here.
Yes.
Now, normally we get a listener on the phone to try to guess the familiar tune and the composer whose style you've encased that tune in. But today, we got lucky. Susan Stamberg is here.
No, the trumpets. Get the trumpets, Fred. Spend a little money. Hi, everybody.
NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg, who's already an inductee into the Broadcasting Hall of Fame and the Radio Hall of Fame. And but Susan, now you've performed with classical music ensembles, with the St. Louis Symphony, with
you
the
bet.
National Symphony.
How do you like it? Isn't that amazing?
What did you do?
Well, in one case, I did Peter and the Wolf with the St. Louis Symphony. But, of course, the conductor had to point to me every second of it. You know, there you go. That was either the wolf, the duck, and the National Symphony was, they did a little carnival for animals, so...
Well, Susan, you know why you're here, to play our piano puzzler.
Oh, yes. Oh, good.
And your job will be to try to guess the familiar tune that Bruce has hidden in here and the composer whose style he's imitating.
Could it be any harder than that?
Well, I'm sure Bruce could make it harder if you want it harder.
Okay, let's give it a go. Okay. Do I sound nervous, Fred?
You never sound nervous on here,
right.
Susan. Now, I don't know what's coming either. I don't know what Bruce has planned.
Oh.
So if you need some help, we can puzzle this
out
together.
You would help me? Oh, wonderful. Okay, now I feel infinitely better. Let's
okay.
do it.
Bruce, you ready for Susan's piano puzzler?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
the magnum opus of piano puzzlers there.
Huh? So, oh, but Susan, it's so beautiful what you did, Bruce. You've made two compositions out of it, really. It stands on its own in what you did. The name of the piece, the name of the song is Fascinating Rhythm.
Absolutely.
But in this very room, I recorded once a special with Michael Feinstein about Ira Gershwin, who told the story of Papa Gershwin, who always loved that song but could never quite get the title right, and he always called it Fashion on the River.
Fashion on the River.
On the River, he'd say. Wow. Oh, gosh. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
I have no idea who the classical...
Now, there actually was some kind of fascinating rhythm going on in what Bruce had done, because there are places where, sometimes called three against two, that at the same time one hand is playing in a 1-2-3, the other hand is playing 1-2-1-2. Mm-hmm. So can you show us what that's...
That's exactly why I chose this composer and that tune, because of this composer has so much of that fascinating rhythm. They come together, which is a very big part of this composer's style, because it's restless. You know, it has a quality
jazzy.
Well, it is jazzy, although that's in retrospect, because he didn't know anything about jazz because it hadn't been born yet. But he would have been good at it.
I need help, Fred.
German romantic composer who, at least the person I'm thinking of.
Well, you're obviously right, Fred.
German romantic composer, wrote four wonderful symphonies, a couple of great piano concertos, and some great piano solos, too. And I think you're imitating the style of some of his piano solos.
Right.
He's almost as famous for his long white beard.
That's true.
And for smoking cigars and drinking very black coffee.
At 5 in the morning.
Yes.
He sounds like the kind of guy I'd love to have known, but I have no idea.
He's also famous for the first letter of his last name.
Uh-huh.
Right. We sometimes in classical music, we talk about the three B's.
Okay, so he wasn't Bach.
Right.
This was Brahms?
This was Brahms.
Really?
What a great name for a Brahms radio show. This was Brahms.
Johannes Brahms, absolutely.
Oh, my. You know, I so appreciate that you played the verse of the Gershwin. Rarely heard.
See, two things about this really struck me is that the Gershwin song fits Brahms' style in many ways. One is the fascinating rhythm is a kind of a pun because it's not the music, it's the words that fit Brahms' style. But also this phrase, that repeating over and over like a dog chasing its tail, is very Brahmsian. It's so Brahmsian, and yet it's also Gershwin.
Now, Susan, you were so anxious about this coming in.
Oh, I was, but who knew there'd be Gershwin? I mean, had you just said that, I would have been just floated in here.
We couldn't tell you that.
On the wings of song. No, I guess you couldn't.
Well, NPR's special correspondent, Susan Stamberg, a real pleasure to have you, and you now get the official title, in addition to special correspondent, of Piano Puzzler Master as well.
Still no trumpets, though.
Susan, thank you so much for joining us.
Great pleasure. Thanks for asking me. Thank you so much, Bruce. That was wonderful.
And Bruce, I'll see you next time.
Bye, Fred.